Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. If you have something on your mind, a question you'd like to pose, call now. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Before we get into the content of our program today, I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners and our supporters. Yep. Yesterday was Giving Tuesday, and we had a $5,000 goal for that day, and we've exceeded that. And so we exceeded that sometime in the early evening last night. And so we're so grateful for the generous support. And what that means is that we'll continue to share the good news through these radio airwaves and through all the various avenues that we share the good news of Jesus Christ. And what that means is that this gospel will reach more and more people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People like David, who sent me an email just today, and I loved what David had to say. He says, Bob, thanks for your ministry, the liberating truth of the gospel, and the fullness of God's grace to those who believe has made a world of difference in my relationship with Christ. And here's how it made a difference. He said, I spent over 20 years as a Christian trying to live up to the do's and don'ts of what I was taught a Christian should be.
Oh my.
And then he just has one word, exhausting.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what that is. There's no rest for the weary under that type of system, under that type of religious legalistic system. You never can do enough. You can never be enough. You can never promise enough. It's just do more and more and more and more. And over time, you just get exhausted.
Yes,
and
indeed,
that's exactly what David experienced until he heard the grace of God in all of its truth. And when he heard that, he rested.
Mm-hmm.
That restlessness, that exhaustion became rest in Jesus Christ. So your gifts are reaching people just like David. He lives in Tennessee, but there are more people in Tennessee and Texas and California and New York and Canada and just all over the world who are exhausted from their religious efforts.
Yeah.
And this grace of God, once it touches, once it impacts a person's life, once this grace of God is written in their hearts, that exhaustion goes away and turns to rest and peace in Jesus Christ. And it reminds me of this passage in the book of Colossians. Paul wrote this in verse 20 of chapter 2. He says, if with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. And as I wrote in Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, do not handle, do not taste, do not touch does not work. It's you can try all you want, but at the end, you're going to be frustrated and exhausted just like David was. He said, these things are according to human precepts and teachings. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh.
Yeah.
We have the real thing, folks, and his name is Jesus Christ. And when you give to support Basic Gospel, you are helping people experience the real deal, not the exhausting religious counterfeits.
Yeah.
And, folks, there are a lot of counterfeits out there in the world. And people are being sucked into those counterfeits by persuasive teaching, by polished teaching. And boy, they are just getting their lives in a mess, in a big pickle. And at the end, they're just exhausted, frustrated, throwing up their hands and saying, help, Lord, show me the real way.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for helping to show people the real way of grace through faith in Christ Jesus. So a big thanksgiving from Indeed. All of us at Basic Gospel for your generous outpouring of support yesterday on Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you on this edition. If it's the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour, you're hearing the broadcast live, and we want to hear from you. If you have a question, something you'd like to talk about, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phone lines. We had a couple of calls come in overnight. Let's hear from Peggy.
The first one is from Peggy, and this is giving us a message that no parent needs to do
right.
or wants to do.
Hi, Bob. My name is Peggy, and I'm asking for prayer. What I had to go through this past week, what no parent would not have to go through, and my son was murdered for protecting a little boy. And I don't know how I'm supposed to feel, the anger or vengeful. And you say, my thing is, I don't want to have hate. I still want to have love, regardless of what the boy done to my son. And I always want to have forgiveness. I don't know why things happen the way they do. And I'm just thankful to know that one day I'll see him again, because I do know that my son was a child of the King. And I guess that's my blessing and my peace in knowing that I'm going to see my son again one day. I ask for y'all's prayers. You know, I want justice to be served, but I also want to do the right thing. And I don't want to go around, and I don't want to have hate and hurt in my heart. I just want to have peace and joy, and knowing that my son is so happy where he's at now and wouldn't ever want to come back to this place. Please just pray for me. Thank you.
Well, Peggy, thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah. And boy, our heart just goes out to you. And as Bob, as you said, and as she said in the comments there, that's not something that any parent wants to go through, to hear, to pick up the phone and hear the words that your son has been killed or murdered. And boy, that is just a horrific happening in her life. Also appreciate her heart, and that she wants to forgive, that she wants to see God work through her in a very special way in this particular situation. A couple of things that I would like to point out to Peggy, and Peggy, if you are listening, you said your son was murdered trying to protect a young kid. Mm-hmm. And thank God for his bravery and his courage to stand up for somebody that was defenseless.
Right.
I think you can take great comfort in that he sacrificed his life for the life of somebody else. And so take comfort in that. Be grateful that something in your son compelled him, moved him, to step in front of that boy and offer his own life to protect and save this other one. So that's honorable. And so he died an honorable death. Now, as far as the person that took his life, I think you are on the absolute right track. You want to forgive in this situation. That's a hard pill to swallow. That's a hard thing to do. But you have Jesus Christ living inside of you. And you know that he has forgiven your sins. You know that he has forgiven that man, that person's sin that took your son's life. And so that truth, that foundation, can be the very thing that starts to work inside of you, that can bring you to that point where you can genuinely and authentically extend forgiveness to this person. Now, that's totally outside what the law of this land is going to do.
Sure.
If he's been arrested, he's going to go to trial. The evidence is going to be presented. A jury is going to hear that. They are going to determine guilt or innocence. If he's found guilty, there's going to be a sentencing.
Sure.
And that's going to carry out. So that's what's going to happen as far as the law of this land is concerned. And you certainly want to see that justice carried out. But your response to him, your desire to forgive, and the reality of the forgiveness that God will work in you is going to be something that happens between you and God. And when you choose to extend that, it will include the person that took your son's life. So just keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on what he accomplished for you, for your son, for this person through his death on the cross. Let that start to shape the way that you think and act in this very situation, and leave the results of that in God's hands. A lot of times we want to muster up this forgiveness, and we have a hard time doing it through our own self-efforts. So just let God do his work in you and bring you to that point where you can genuinely extend forgiveness. That's the desire of your heart. Let God bring that about.
Yeah. Peggy, thank you so much for letting us know and letting us join our hearts with yours.
Yes,
indeed.
In this
very, very troubling time. So thank you for it. Peggy is, of course, she's a relatively new listener friend, and we appreciate so much her friendship.
Yes, we do.
Basic Gospel. Many of our listeners hear a delayed broadcast of this particular program on CSN or on the satellite. And for those of you who can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live and who hear a delayed broadcast, you can call and leave your question or your comment at 844-322-2742, and we would love to address your question or your particular issue on Basic Gospel. Again, that number available 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. Well, we had this call as well from Patricia, who came in and who called overnight.
Hi, Bob. This is Patricia, and I'm calling to thank God for delivering my two sisters that had cancer this year. And I'm asking prayers for my other sister, and she has been told she has cancer. And I am so thankful to the Lord for all the things that he's done, bringing us a whole family through all of these things that's going on. And I thank you for your broadcast. Goodbye.
Well, Patricia, thank you for calling us, and certainly you have been through a lot. Your family has been through a lot, but God has, and Jesus has escorted you through those times. And boy, what a blessing that is, to know that Christ is right there with you. And that's why you can give thanks. That's why you can come to the end of this with a thankful heart. Because you've experienced the very presence of Christ. You've experienced his comfort, his compassion, his healing of your emotions and all the things that, accompanied these illnesses of your sisters. And now you have another sister facing the same ordeal. And so our prayer for you is that God's comfort would continue to escort you through these trials and tribulations that you're going through. And thanks be to God that all of us as believers in Christ can go to him, can cast all of our cares upon him, knowing that he cares for us. Boy, that is the good news of the gospel. That's what the story of Jesus is all about. Before we knew Jesus, we were scared to death of God. We were fearful of his punishment. We shrunk back from any interaction with God. Boy, if he ever showed up, if he ever would come and show up in our lives, it would just scare the living weebie-jeebies right out of us. Because if he's coming, it's not to bring good things. But when we see the good news of Jesus, we realize that that's not the truth. That when he comes, when his presence is there with us, it's to bring us blessings and promises and assurance and comfort and peace and mercy and grace and forgiveness. All of those things that our hearts cry out for, all of those things our hearts long for. And so we get connected to the love of Jesus Christ. And it's in that connection that we can cast all of our cares upon him, knowing that he cares for us and will comfort us in the midst of all of our circumstances. So, Patricia, I'm so grateful that you're experiencing that truth, that reality.
Yeah.
And we pray that you will continue to walk in his love and grace and just rest in all that he is, in all that you are.
Yeah. Well, the truth is getting through from Basic Gospel, and we're so appreciative of being a part of that. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis. And again, thanks to everyone who stepped up yesterday to be a part of Giving Tuesday in support of Basic Gospel. But, you know, no matter when you give, we deeply appreciate what you do for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And with the Christmas holiday season at full throttle and the end of the calendar year a little more than 4 weeks away now, let's keep the momentum going to make sure that when the clock strikes 12 midnight on December 31st, Basic Gospel will be on solid ground going into this new year. For only a couple more days, we have a copy of Bob Christopher's message, Everything You Need for Life and Godliness, to say thank you for your November gift. And you'll find the various ways to donate when you request your copy when you visit the website, basicgospel.net, or in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. We would appreciate and we will be happy to have your partnership with us here at Basic Gospel. Well, another Bob joins the fray. This is from Bob in Pembroke, Georgia, who dropped us an email. And he says, it seems to me that so much of the Bible is taken out of context in our churches. Since the Bible is so important to our understanding God, how can I select the right translation? And also, how did the Bible come about?
Well, those are great questions.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the correct translation or the best translation, it's one that you can be comfortable with. And what I encourage people to do is to get numerous translations. So like in my office, I have the English Standard Version, which I like very much and I use on the radio broadcast. I have a copy of the New International Version. I have the New American Standard Version. I have a King James Version. I have the New King James Version. I have the New Living Translation. And I will look at all of those. And in doing so, you get really a strong sense of what the authors of these particular letters are trying to communicate.
Sure, yeah.
And you see all the different facets. I mean, when you look up some of the Greek words in some of these Greek dictionaries, you realize the problem that translators have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some of these words that the definition goes on for pages and pages and pages. So to pick one word, one English word, that is going to adequately represent that Greek word is very difficult to do sometimes.
Yeah.
So sometimes they'll put a phrase together that tries to convey what that Greek word actually is saying. So when you take all these different translations together, I think you're going to get a really strong sense of what was written by the apostles themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get multiple translations and lay them side by side. And then as you do, you're going to find one that you feel more comfortable with as far as reading and studying, you know, for most of your Bible study time. So there is that. Now, as far as the Bible, how did it come about? Well, that's a long story,
yeah.
Isn't
wow.
it?
Yeah.
It's a really long story. But the Old Testament, certainly has been around for some time. Moses, we think, and most biblical scholars would say, authored the first five books of the Bible, the Torah. And so that has been around for a long time. Scribes took what was written by Moses. They copied that, and they would go to the different places, like in Israel, there would be these different towns, and so there would be scrolls in each of these places, and the Levitical priest would take these scrolls and read them to the people, and so they were continually making copies, and the scribes were meticulous at making copies. The Dead Sea Scrolls, a lot of those are copies that were meticulously handwritten from previous copies, and they were hidden, and we found those. And what is so encouraging is that all these different manuscripts that have been found for the Old Testament, regardless of when they're dated, they're very, very consistent as far as the message. The story has been the same in all of these things, so it hasn't degraded. It hasn't been altered or changed. Now, the New Testament came about after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of the Lord Jesus. When he ascended, he gave the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit moved in the hearts of the apostles to recall everything that Jesus had said, all that he had done. And then the Holy Spirit moved them to write down those events. Now, they certainly didn't write down everything, as John said. Yeah. They wrote down everything. There's not enough libraries that could contain the books of the story of Jesus. So they wrote down the things that the Holy Spirit, you know, prompted them to do, and that's what we have for us. And then the apostles, you know, when they went out to these various places and shared the good news of Jesus Christ and established churches and leadership in those places, problems started to arise. And so they would reach back out to the apostles and ask for help.
Right.
So there were letters written. So Paul wrote the vast majority of the New Testament, those letters, but it was in response to problems that were happening in the various deals. And then those letters would be read to the people. They would be copied and circulated, and that carried on for a long, long, long time. And so there would be manuscripts copied. And at a point in time, I think what was the council, the Nicene Council, I think, is where different church leaders got together and said, let's put these together in one book.
Yeah,
and
let's close it.
That's right. Let's close it. And so they took the letters and the gospel accounts, all of these things that Christians had recognized to be the very word of God, and they assembled them in the book that we now have called the Bible. And that has been carried down to us today. And when the press was invented, the Gutenberg press, is that
yes.
The right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then copies were made, and it started to be distributed to just people. It was just kept in the clergy, and they would read it. And,
yeah, chained in the church.
Right. But then it got out to the masses, and that's what we have today. Everybody has access to a Bible, and what a glorious time we live in.
Yes.
That's the case. But that's how the Bible has come to us. And we're going to actually do a YouTube study course at Basic Gospel University to really teach the fullness of that, all the details of how we hold this Bible in our hands today, all that it went through, and then to talk about how to study it. So be looking out for that. So that's going to be coming probably in the first quarter of next year, but we're excited about that. But this book that we hold in our hands is a miracle, but it's a wonderful book in that it tells us about Jesus. It truly is God's testimony concerning his son from start to finish. And if we will get that message out of the Bible, then that's the message that saves. Too many people read it looking for the do's and the don'ts, looking for the rules and the regulations. That's not the purpose of the Bible. The Bible is to point us to Jesus so that we can have faith in him and experience life everlasting.
Absolutely. Good stuff, Bob and Richard. Thank you so much. And thanks to Bob and Patricia and Peggy for contacting Basic Gospel with questions and comments, and in this case of Peggy, with sad news. But, you know, we have a great God, and he is on his throne. Well, thanks for being with us for Basic Gospel today, everybody. And please remember Basic Gospel and your giving to support the work of Christ Jesus. As you make your November gift, we'll send you a copy of Bob Christopher's message, Everything You Need for Life and Godliness. You'll find all the ways to make your gift and request your copy when you visit basicgospel.net. In Canada, you can make your gift at basicgospel.net/Canada. Keep in mind, too, that you can get a question to us through the 24-hour listener line, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Or just drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Either way, we'll address your question on the air here at Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all this great ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be here again tomorrow at the same time for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.